Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
What are the little lies that you tell yourself on a daily basis? We all do it. We all convince ourselves that something is healthy when it really isn't. For example, usually I'm a Coca-Cola kind of guy, but I have been drinking a lot of Sprites because I want to lose weight for my wedding. And the little lie I tell myself is that Sprite is healthier than Coke because it's clear and not as thick. Like, obviously that's not true, but it's a little lie I tell myself so that I can get my soda fix. Another little lie I tell myself. Okay, I'll stop doing that now. I just love that song from Fleetwood Mac so much. That's basically why I'm doing this little lie segment here. The other little lie I tell myself is that underneath the fridge is basically a clean zone. Like, if I drop some Cheerios on the floor when I'm making cereal, I'll just kick them under the fridge and I'm like, boom, problem solved. The Cheerios are gone. Ice cubes too. We all do it too. When you drop an ice cube and instead of just picking it up and putting it in the sink, what do? Nope, kick it under the fridge. It doesn't exist if it's under the fridge, right? The most underrated Fleetwood Mac song of all time right there. What are the little lies that you tell yourself each and every day? When your car is making a noise that is clearly not good, like you need to take it into the shop, but you're like, no, it's fine. It's totally fine. That it does it all the time. It goes away after a while. It's probably no big deal. We all tell ourselves that lie, right? On the text, 306-938-0963, Kiefer, his is hilarious. His lie, he tells himself that his workout plan is actually doing something. Here's his workout plan. He does push-ups and sit-ups between episodes on Netflix. Don't know if you notice this, but in between episodes on Netflix, it's like 15 seconds before it goes to the next one. Kiefer is like, oh yeah, those 15 seconds of push-ups, oh, they're really, really making a difference. Oh, yeah, totally.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Crew's Confused Lyrics.
Presented by O'Brien's Automotive. Online at O'Brien's.ca.
First up today, we got Dr. Feelgood from Motley Crue. This one is from Jake. Jake here's got a 65 Chevy. It's Ron McLean's.
Got a 65 Chevy, Ron McLean's.
Didn't know Ron McLean drove a 65 Chevy, but apparently he does. The real lyrics, got a 65 Chevy, primered flames.
Got a 65 Chevy, Ron McLean's.
Not nearly as cool. This next one is from Kennedy. Pink Floyd, another Brick in the Wall Part 2. Kennedy hears, we don't need no fart control.
We don't need no thought control.
Gross. The real lyrics, we don't need no thought control.
We don't need no thought control.
This next one, it's already making me giggle. One of my all-time favorites. Jenny sent this to us. Till Tuesday, voices carry. Jenny hears, hush, hush. Keep it down now. This is Gary.
Hush, hush. Keep it down now. This is Gary.
I don't know why, but I just love that one so much. This is Gary.
This is Gary.
The real lyrics, hush, hush. Keep it down now. Voice is Gary.
Hush, hush. Keep it down now.
This is Gary. That's what it is now. It's officially This is Gary.
And now, it's time for another edition of That One Friend. We all have that one friend who eats stinky food at very inappropriate times. The friend who doesn't have the self-awareness to realize that their gross leftovers are ruining everyone's day. Now, I'm not just talking about the guy who puts his leftover fish in the microwave. That's the most common stinky food offense. But that's just the tip of the iceberg with these people. When going on a road trip, they try and save money by bringing sandwiches from home. Great idea! It's healthier, it's better for the old piggy bank.
But this person always brings like 7 egg salad sandwiches. As soon as they open that Ziploc bag, the smell just takes over the car. And to make it worse, the sandwiches are never fresh because they didn't put an ice pack in their cooler, so it's like lukewarm, which doesn't help the odor at all. Being stuck in the back seat with this person on a road trip, oh, does it suck. Not only are you patient zero for the egg smell, but you have to deal with their breath for like the next hour and a half. And after you get used to it, the gassiness kicks in, and by the time that's over with, smelly snack guy is hungry again and breaks out a Tupperware container. Ooh, tuna cabbage rolls, yum! Like, what the hell, Daryl? Tuna cabbage rolls? Is that even a thing?
Yeah, they're huge in Bulgaria.
Daryl, clearly you're not reading the vibe here at all, because your gross food is ruining the entire trip. Like, you couldn't just bring a turkey sandwich or a PB&J, really? Really? When you invite these people over for the big game, they'll leave their stinky snack that they brought in your fridge.
Hey bud, left that blue cheese, cauliflower, and oyster dip for ya. You're welcome.
Ooh, thanks man. Can't wait for this smell to linger in my fridge for the next 3 weeks. Appreciate it, bud. The smelly snack buzzkill. We all have that one friend.
Here's how we're going to give away these Def Leppard tickets. In case you've been living under a rock for the last 6 months, Def Leppard's going to be here for a Kick-Ass Cruise concert next Saturday at Sastel Center. We're going to do a text contest. We're going to put everyone who texts us into a random draw. We'll make that draw at around 8:20, maybe 8:30 this morning. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do a trip down memory lane. What's the one thing in Saskatoon that's not here anymore that you really, really miss? Text me your answer, 306-938-0963. We're going to get the nostalgia going on Cruise Mornings today. Maybe it's a restaurant like Cheese Toast or Poverino's. Maybe you really miss those two places. Maybe it's something else like the Barry Hotel or the Pat, the Twisted or Texas Tea. Sorry, I was about to say Twisted Tea. No, that's a beverage. The Texas Tea, maybe. Whatever you miss most here in Saskatoon that's not here anymore, let me know. 306-938-0963. If you do, I'll put you in a random draw for Def Leppard tickets. Maybe it's Dirk's Adult Novelty Gift Store. Remember that one on 20th Street? I never went in there, not once, but I always drove by it, and every single time I did, I was really hoping that someone I knew would walk out the front door so that I could confront them about it later. Hey, bud, what were you doing at Dirk's yesterday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, huh? Yeah? So many good answers. I'm pretty sure you broke our text system because we got a lot of answers for this one. Penguin Park was said, I think, like 68 times. So many people miss Penguin Park. And how can you not? The best water slides ever. The only problem with Penguin Park was too many people wanted to go. There was always so many lines. Confetti's. A lot of people saying Confetti's. A lot of people saying Esmeralda's. Remember that place at the Saskatoon Inn? They never ID'd. That's how people remembered Esmeralda's. Oh yeah, I went in there underage all the time. Campus Cove was another one people are saying. Jeff said that on the text at 306-938-0963. Wasted a lot of quarters at Campus Cove. Really missed that place. The San Francisco at the mall. Remember San Francisco? If you're a mom, there's a good chance you refer to that store as the place your kids aren't allowed to go into. The back of that store. Whew. Not so PG-13. A lot of answers for Poverino's. A lot of answers for Cheese Toast on Broadway and 8th. Remember that place? Oh, so good. Oh, it's Broadway and Taylor, not Broadway and 8th. My apologies. The thing is, only one person has said Roller World. Only one. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. The Army and Navy store. Tons of people said that one as well. Obviously, Bonanza. People missing Bonanza. The text we got the most, other than Penguin Park, the Downtown Arena. Remember the Downtown Arena? Remember how fun it was watching hockey games at that place? People loved the Downtown Arena back in the day, and now when we want to build a new Downtown Arena, it's like, no. What changed? Esmeralda's at the Saskatoon Inn. Lots of people love that one because they didn't really ID that much. Sammy's Bar on 8th. Good times. Texas Tea as well. Double Deuce. Oh, 8th Street used to be just rocking, hey? Well, it still is, but just back in the day it was, too. The Pat. Only one person said the Pat. Patterdays. Only one person misses that. Really? The Barry Hotel. And one person, Jeff, said outside the Barry Hotel. Liked watching what was going on. Cousin Nick's. Saints Roller Rink. The Wash and Slosh. Only one person saying Lydia's, though. This is weird. Like, only one person saying the Pat. Only one person saying Lydia's. I think they deserve a little bit more love. Lydia's? Well, that was the place to be. This whole Storm Area 51 thing has really taken off. In case you haven't heard, there's this Facebook group called Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. On September 20th, a bunch of people are going to be trying to break into Area 51. Now, you might be thinking, a bunch of people, like what, 60, 70? No. This Facebook group has 1.1 million people right now. 1.1 million people have RSVP'd to storm the gates of Area 51 and unlock all the alien secrets that are hidden at Area 51. Here's the thing. Even if there are actual aliens in Area 51, like, let's say they actually find aliens, it's not going to go well. I mean, every movie ever that has to do with humans finding aliens always ends really badly for Earth. Really, really badly. It's kind of like how Jurassic Park works. You know how a bunch of scientists are trying to clone dinosaurs? They're like, hey, we're 5 years away from cloning dinosaurs. And we're like, have you not seen Jurassic Park? Like, it didn't end up well for us when they cloned dinosaurs, so maybe we should just not. I think that's the thing with Area 51. Maybe we should just live in the dark when it comes to the whole aliens, because, yeah, they might take us over. But it's probably not going to happen, like I said before, because any fad on the internet, it lasts like 3 weeks, and then it goes away. Remember planking? Yeah? Remember that? Probably not. Huge internet fad like 5 years ago. Now, no one ever does it.